Psalm chapter 100.
That is a powerful
I'll be reading
psalm.
From the New King James Version.
And I've got a powerful Sunday.
Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations.
Time just keeps moving. It's like time goes by in the blink of an eye. And I know children grow up way too soon. Before you can turn around twice, they're grown and have children of their own. It is amazing. And I know the kiddos are saying, It takes a whole year for Christmas to get here, and it just takes forever. Well, those of us with gray hair know the truth. We know the truth. They say you go faster when you start downhill. It's going faster for me. For a lot of you too, I know. Time goes by. Life speeds by like a NASCAR. So let me just suggest something to you folks. Cherish this moment. Be aware this very moment how quickly your life is going by, and cherish it. Take full advantage of every minute, every hour, every day that you live, because it's going to be over before you can turn around. It's going to be over before you think it will. So rejoice in every moment. There's a new commercial. Excuse me. Still got a little bit of lingering effects. There's a new commercial that has come on advertising a sporting goods company, and it shows Daddy taking out a basketball goal and setting it up there on the cul-de-sac there where he and his family live. And his little girl comes out Christmas morning, and she sees the new basketball goal, and he has to pick her up, and she dunks it. And oh, she's so excited. And then it shows through the process of this brief little commercial, this girl growing up, shooting baskets with her dad, then with her boyfriend, and then it shows her driving off for college, leaving the basketball goal behind, and it ends with Dad out there shooting hoops by himself. Okay. And that's the effect it's meant. But in the background, there is a little tune, a little melody playing. I should have held her a little longer. And that will haunt you. Time goes by. So many songs, so many poems, so many Bible examples of how time goes by so very fast. And so, how should we deal with our days? How should we live our life knowing that time goes by so fast? We should make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. In this beautiful psalm are some very positive words. Joyful, gladness, singing, thanksgiving, praise, thankful, bless, good, and mercy. In Psalm 107, verse 1, Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. When I read David's Psalms, I get the idea that he was a very thankful fellow, don't you? That he was positive and thankful. Do you think he realized who was behind the blessings in his life? Oh, yes, he certainly did know. But did everything in David's life go well for him? I mean, were all his problems solved for him? Was his life easy? Well, he was the king. Somebody said, it's good to be king. You get to do anything you want and all this. Yeah, well, let's think about it. From the time he was a child, he was the youngest son in the family. He had to tend to the sheep. He had to fight off a bear, a lion, and then a giant. And then he had to dodge spears from the king who was trying to kill him. The government was after him. He had to run for his life for years. And then when he did finally settle down, he became king. His wife hated him because she saw him behaving in a way that she didn't feel was kingly as he was worshiping and humbling himself before God. And then he got in trouble, had an affair, murdered a man. His baby died. His daughter is raped. His son is murdered. And another son tried to kill him. Would you say David had an easy life? Would you say that David's life is characterized by everything just working out just dandy? He wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. But let me tell you what David was. He was thankful in everything. He was thankful to God no matter what happened. Paul told us to do something like that too, to be thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. But bad things happen to good people, don't they? Yes. But that doesn't change what the verse says, does it? Okay, we are blessed. Let's talk about the good stuff for just a moment. We are blessed materially with wonderful material blessings. James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Do you give much thought to the wonderful physical blessings that you've been given? Now, We didn't sing this song, and we didn't sing it on purpose, Count Your Many Blessings, because right before Thanksgiving, that song is sung in just about every church in this whole country every year. And I told Mick, I said, don't sing that song today. We're going to count our blessings, but we're not going to sing that song because I don't want it to get old, okay? I don't want people to say, oh, well, you know, that's the same song. But think about this. Our blessings. We have life and health. We have food and shelter, families and loved ones. We have the ability to get an education and to work for a living to provide for ourselves. We have an amazing country, lots of freedom. We have a lifestyle, luxury, abundance beyond anything the world can imagine. Most countries in the world, you can count on one hand the countries in this world where the lifestyle compares to ours. One hand. There are a few countries where there is no poverty. There are a few countries where the standard of living is slightly higher than ours. One hand, you can count them. We are among the most blessed people on the face of the planet, in the history of the planet. We have indeed been blessed, and those blessings came from God. Physical, material blessings. And then there are spiritual blessings. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. The physical blessings are wonderful, but look at the spiritual blessings. We have Christ who saves our soul, salvation, because of what He did. We have been made part of His church, His body, His bride. We have peace that passes all understanding. We have a real hope, a desire with an expectation that we are not going to be lost. We have the ability to pray, and the Creator of heaven and earth will listen to our prayers. We have the promise and that expectation of heaven as our eternal home. We have the Bible that shows us the purpose and direction of our life. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Don't take for granted purpose and direction. Do you know the most miserable people in this world are the people who have no idea what they want to do with themselves? No idea where to go. No idea what to do. They have to just kind of come up with something and make do on the moment. The most miserable people are the people with nothing to do. Nothing. And you say, whoa, wait a minute. I'd like to try having nothing to do. Yeah, you might like it for a little while. But how about an 8x8 cell with a cot and no television, and you get that for every day for a while, and see if you like having nothing to do. The most miserable people in the world have no purpose and no direction in their life. But a Christian has every reason to be happy, every reason to rejoice and be thankful, because God has given us a purpose in our lives. He's given us direction. He's given us goals that we can reach for, and we should. He's given us something to hold on to, an example to follow, promises that He will keep if we will do our part. We have been given such a great direction, such a great blessing. God gives us purpose and direction in our lives. These are just a few things. We need to be thankful in all things. That is God's will for us. Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, again, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Certainly, we need to thank God for all the good things in our life, don't we? In fact, there's a danger when things are going well, isn't there? Do you remember a statement in the Old Testament where God warned His people about when things went well? I hope you'll listen to this. In Deuteronomy chapter 14, beginning in verse 11, we read this text. Deuteronomy 14, verse 11. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping His commandments, His judgments, and His statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And then we skip down to verse 17. Then you say in your heart, my power and my might of my hand have gained me this wealth. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant which He swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day, you shall surely perish. That's a pretty stiff warning to the children of Israel. But I want you to notice the description. Look at your checkbook. Look at your house. Look at the car you drive. Look at the food you eat. Look at the life you live. And listen to this description again. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God, lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your possessions multiply, your money multiplies, all that you have multiplies, when your heart is lifted up, that you forget the Lord your God. Folks, all that has happened for you and me. We have, everything we have has multiplied. Are we not better off than we were when we started? Have we not been blessed more than we were when we first began? I know the young people just getting started are struggling. I understand that. But you know what? You're doing better than you were when you first started. And all of us, we have ups and downs. We have good days and bad. We have times of famine and times of feast. I know that. I understand that. But the challenge here, the warning here, is when things are going well for you, remember the Lord your God. We have good homes to live in, good cars to drive that will get us from place to place. We have enough to eat. We have money in the bank. We have possessions around us. If we were to go home and start counting, and I'm talking get a yellow notepad and actually start writing down every single possession you would need a stack of notepads that thick, single space for each item. Because we have more stuff. I challenge you to do an inventory of your stuff. Do an inventory. Take a video camera and go through the house and just start filming. By the way, you need to do that for insurance purposes anyway, don't you? Shake your head this way. Yes, you do. Because there may be a tornado. See? There may be any number of things that can happen. And so you need to, by the way, back when we were having this bad bank of storms coming through here earlier this year, I borrowed Brittany's video camera and I came down here and I videoed every book in my office. I didn't turn every page. I didn't do that. But I mean, I videoed the books on the shelf because I had no idea what books I had. Folks, it took me a while. I had no idea how many books I have. I don't have any number of books like some preachers, but when you go around your house and you start noting all the stuff you've got, oh my. And then we sometimes will rent storage facilities for the rest of our stuff. And we build extra spaces in our attics for the rest of our stuff. And we build barns out back for the rest of our stuff. I'm not criticizing, I'm just saying we need to realize just how much we have been blessed. We need to realize just how much God has taken care of us, how much He has provided for us. And then when we're asked to give to help somebody, we need to be willing to open up and let it go. Because folks, let's face it, there's a lot of folks that are hurting right now. That's true. At this job fair, we had more than 80 people sign up. That's more than 80 folks that are looking for a job or trying to find a better job because the job they've got is barely feeding their family. I mean, there's a lot of people, and that was just local advertising. That was not major stuff. We could have had a whole lot more than that. This country is hurting right now. There's a lot of people hurting, but there's so many more of us that have just been blessed so abundantly, and we need to take stock of that. We need to recognize that and give God praise for that. Recognize it. And when disaster or catastrophe does strike, people generally turn to God for help and deliverance, don't they? Friday night, we were watching a documentary on the Weather Channel about the tornadoes that came through here in 1974. Devastated the town of Gwin, Alabama, the community of Tanner, all the way up into Tennessee, and just absolutely decimated the town of Xenia, Ohio, all in that night. It was a tragic, tragic night. We had people in this congregation, families here who lost loved ones in those storms that came through that night. And it was multiple storms. It just wasn't just one tornado. It was multiples. They were all over the place. It showed a map of the state of Alabama. And it was incredible how many tornadoes went through that state that night in 1974. And you know, this church grew to its largest size ever shortly after that, didn't it? That's when this congregation, you could barely seat everybody in these pews. In fact, the pews that were in there were in here. Okay, the pews that are lined up in there were in here. This place was packed a lot tighter than it is now. Why? Well, because in times of tragedy, in times of crisis and catastrophe, people tend to turn toward God. But when things are going well, that's when we are in the greatest danger because that's when we tend to forget Him. So we need to be thankful to God right now for all of His blessings. Be thankful in the good times and be thankful even in the bad times. And I know that sounds really strange, but when things are at their darkest, praise the Lord and give Him thanks. When life tumbles in around you, praise God and give Him thanks. I know it sounds strange, even a little hypocritical, but that's what the scriptures that we were reading, that's what they're talking about. I'm recalling the incident where Gamaliel gave advice concerning the preaching of Peter and the other apostles in Jerusalem shortly after the day of Pentecost. In Acts chapter 5, verse 40 and 41, Gamaliel told the Sanhedrin, said, "Now listen, if these men are from God, you can't fight it lest you're fighting God. And if they're not from God, it will pass. It will amount to nothing. So just, we need to take this in stride. And so they agreed with him, and when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they didn't take him too seriously, but they still beat them, and they commanded them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing. What? Rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Now, this is not a kind of a death wish. This is not the kind of a situation where, you know, you need to say, ooh, I want some pain for Jesus. No person in his right mind wants to endure persecution. No person in his right mind wants to have to face resistance and opposition. We don't want that. Nobody wants conflict. But we need to recognize that when conflict comes, we still should praise the Lord. We still should be thankful to God. Even in the face of conflict, even in the face of controversy, even in the face of opposition, and even persecution, we need to praise God and thank Him that He counted us worthy to suffer shame for His name. We need to be thankful, even in all things. In Colossians 2, 6 and 7, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith as you've been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Let's read another passage and then we're going to wrap this up. Colossians 1, verse 9 through 12. Listen carefully to this, okay? For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Now, I want you to notice that phrase, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. Patience and long-suffering with joy. You don't typically associate joy with patience. A few years ago, there was four women living in my house. I'm a very patient man now. I didn't always associate that patience with joy. Because it was time to go and they weren't ready. And I'm ready. And it's time. And y'all are going to make me late. You know, when I got my independence, the day they all learned to drive, then I was a free man. I could leave when I got ready. Y'all come on when you get ready. Try not to be late. Now, that's not fair, because a lot of times it's the men that are later than the women. And ladies, I know you can't say amen, but you're thinking it. And, you know, a lot of times it's not the women that are making everybody late. So let's not be unfair about this. But the fact is, patience is something that has to grow. It has to develop. But you don't always associate patience with joy, because patience means you're having to endure something. And long-suffering is the idea of just keeping on enduring, building up your strength to endure. You don't always associate that with joy either, but that is exactly what He's telling us to do. Patience, long-suffering with joy. It's a choice we make to rejoice even in the face of having to be patient or having to endure a long time. This refers, folks, to our daily walk with God. It refers to Christian living. Come what may, I will be faithful. I will be thankful, no matter what comes my way. We might call it thanksgiving. Now, Thursday is Thanksgiving Day. It's a day, if you read the bulletin, it's a day that Abraham Lincoln started, made a national holiday back in 1863, I believe. And it's a day we've celebrated as a nation since that time. We call that Thanksgiving Day. And that's a great thing. But really, as Christians, our lives should be thanksgiving. We should be living thanks to God. Living thanksgivers to God for all that He has done. Now, we started this lesson with David, so let's end with him. Psalm 140, verse 13. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with thanksgiving. Sing. Praise God. Rejoice that He has blessed us so well. Be thankful. This Thursday, certainly. But today and tomorrow, and every day that you live, live a life of thanks living before the Lord. And He will indeed continue to bless. You will see the good. You will endure the bad. But God will bless you through it all. If there's a way we can help you today to make things right with God, if there's anything standing between you and Him today, we want to encourage you to make things right with God while you can. Do you know that there is great thanksgiving in heaven every time one person comes to Christ? Did you know that? The angels in heaven rejoice every time one person comes to God. Every time any individual realizes they need God and they come to Him in faith, the angels rejoice in heaven. There's a lot of thanksgiving going on up there on behalf of us down here. So my encouragement to you is, let the angels rejoice for you. Come to God while you can. If you're subject to the invitation, we encourage you to come right now as we stand and sing.